Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Everything's computer.
Somebody said skedaddle. You know the word skedaddle?
It means skedaddle. That said, well, let's see how we say that.
I was hot as a pistol.
Who the hell cares?
Nothing
it's
bad
time
can happen.
For the club, good baby, happen. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
I'm really rich.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
All right. Hi.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
Bye.
Bottom of 10, 1-1.
Mike Lynch.
Dodgers Phil. Suzuki get through another
Mac
one.
And hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Classics. You know, we lost another producer, Buck.
Yeah.
So we have to put to bed. You know, the thing about the producer job here is that depending on who it is, the drops take a different flair.
Yeah.
You know.
Everyone's got their own style. It's the same team, but we're changing offensive coordinators.
Right.
The offense is going to have a different flair to it.
Running something different.
Yeah.
So the Trump drops, you know, Buck was a Trump drop guy.
Yeah, he was.
He loved him.
Fat.
Fat. I got a friends who are fat.
Got a lot of friends that are fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me. Got a lot of friends that are fat.
It's amazing, though, that someone that's that fat loves to make fun of people for being fat.
So Ocean's 14 is in the works.
Because that's what we
just
need.
Just what we need. Well, I mean, what else do we need?
Yeah.
They've done everything else.
They haven't made a good one of those. The first one was excellent. Second one was okay. And then it's just been terrible.
How many? Well, obviously there are three of them. Now that I do the math. Thank you.
Second one sucked.
Yeah, you didn't like the second one? No. I don't know how many of them I've seen.
Oh, 11 and 13 are like put on in the background any time for me. Those are good ones.
And then they made the one with the gals, and that was
Ocean's 8 or 9 or whatever.
That was rough. Yeah, it's Ocean's 8, right?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a prequel?
They just made it. They just used women, and it's.
Wasn't Anne Hathaway in it?
It's so bad. Like Rihanna's in it. It's just, it's not. It's not good.
Didn't even know that existed.
You don't need to know it existed. Sandy Bullock's in it.
Yep. Sandy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Sarah Paulson.
Helena Bonham Carter. Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so bad. And I feel bad when... Because the notion is it's like the DEI thing. It's like, well, you took a movie that everyone loved and you just replaced it with a bunch of women and now every guy is going to automatically hate it, which is crap because you can make great movies with women. You can make great comedies. Bridesmaids is an amazing movie. Right, Kristen Wiig is hilarious. just so happens that Ocean's 8 and like the female Ghostbusters movies is two of the worst movies you will ever see. And it has nothing to do with the fact that women star in it. They're just bad movies. And like they, and then men get criticized like bunch of misogynist pigs. You won't support it because women. No, I won't support it because it's crap. You make a good movie with women in it, and Barbie was an amazing movie, and it did, it made a gajillion dollars. Why? Because it was a good movie. But we do.
Wait, I thought men hated it.
It was really good, and maybe some men hated it, but it was a really good movie. Again, starring
I enjoyed it.
Women, yeah, Barbie was great.
I don't know. Men hated it. I just think there was some controversy. Like, yo, tell the truth. You're painting this world that's like not great for women, and you make the Mattel board in the movie 10 men yeah. when in real, I mean, we all know this in real life, it's like got 5 women and 6 men on it. It's just, it, I think there were people that were like, yo, let's live in real life here, y'all.
But it was a great anything movie. That remotely challenges the idea that men or white men are the problem, there is no more sensitive creature on the planet
than a white man.
Stop it.
What? Shut up. What are you talking about? You know nothing.
It's a movie, for God's sakes. And people were freaking out. It was a good movie.
It is true. They're the old. Well, I think they feel the squeeze. You know, they feel the pinch. The old.
You're not going to replace us. Ah!
Actually, we might. Probably should.
Probably gonna.
It's just it's Ocean's 8 is terrible, and so yeah. Now we're doing Ocean's. What you said, Ocean's 14.
My wife tried to watch Ocean's 8. She hated it. So a woman said it sucks too. There you go.
Ocean's 11 is amazing, and since then
it's a good movie.
It's not been going great.
So a lot of them are dead, as Deal points out on the text line. I mean, Elliot Gould, old, Carl Reiner dead, yeah. Bernie Mac dead.
Well, then you get new ones.
They are all the alive ones are all getting up there, man. I think Brad Pitt and Clooney and Damon are the only ones that look good.
Well, they say they're all going to be in it. So you got Clooney, Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Don Cheadle all on board. It will be Ocean's 14. Clooney has said that the budget for the film has been approved.
Yeah, that thing's going to be a disaster, but whatever. Ocean's 14, The Search for More Money.
Now, will you see it? You'll see it.
I'll see it when it maybe comes on TV. I won't go see that in the theater.
I will wait for streaming.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah. I won't see that. There needs to be, I will say that my movie going experience, I don't go nearly as much as as I used to.
Well, there are not that many good movies out, are there?
No.
Like, they're not putting anything good out.
No. But when something does, like, I saw the new Naked Gun, that was really good.
Oh, yeah, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that's funny. They did a very, very nice job.
Dude, I love the Naked Gun movies.
You'll like this one. My favorite bit in that is Liam Neeson goes into a bar and he's ordering a drink, and the guy goes, "You killed my brother in the name of justice." That's his whole thing. He just kills everybody. He goes, "That could be thousands of people." And he goes, "He was unarmed." He goes, "At least hundreds. It was in the back. Could be 50. And he goes, "He was white." And he goes, "So you're Tommy Anderson's brother."
That's great.
They did a very nice job of that. So there's movies like that that I'll go see. But yeah, I used to go to a movie every week, and I don't anymore. It's like the F1 movie with Brad Pitt. I went and saw that.
Was that good?
That was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but like the F1 fans hated it because it's like it's Top Gun but with race cars. But it's a good movie. But yeah, it's not as easy to get me out of the house anymore.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff streaming, you know.
Yes.
And you pay for the subscriptions. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Comforts of your own home.
We're obviously still, I think Hollywood has just done the remake thing instead of coming up with new IPs.
Well, yeah, they're not doing anything good.
And with Ocean's 13, that was wrapped up perfectly. Like, they got Oprah to have Terry Benedict
as
on.
As Suk said, it's the quest for more money. Look, these guys need to pay their bills, okay?
Well,
they got hefty mortgages.
There's a whole thing now, and Tarantino was doing an interview a number of years ago, and he was talking about this, that there's no room anymore for middle films, right? It's one or the other. Like, budgets are so big on movies now that it used to be that if you made a movie that made $80 million, it was great. Like, you were really happy about it, but it's not anymore. Everyone wants to make a $1 billion movie, and the only movies that you can do that with are the Ocean's movies, a sequel. that you know supposedly has a built-in audience, or a stupid Marvel movie, or whatever, DC, Batman, whatever.
Or Star Wars again.
Yeah, and so you just keep shoving that crap down your throat, because the if you get one right, it makes a gajillion dollars. Or you have to make a movie with no budget. Like, you have to make it absolutely bare bones. And he said that when you look at most of the movies that we consider to be great movies, whether that's the Coen brothers or something like, you know, I'm just trying to think, like No Country for Old Men or The Usual Suspects, something along those lines. Those were all considered middle of the road films, decent sized budgets. And you could make really, you know, you could make great cinema. And he said that has been eliminated. No studio wants to make those anymore. You have to make Hollywood blockbuster that needs to do well internationally, or you have to make a movie with no budget whatsoever. And he said that just the kind of that middleman has really been cut out. And he said it's, and I agree with him, it really affects movies. And so a lot of times, like some of the best movies I see, they're in theaters for like a week. I miss them. And the next thing you know, they're out of the theaters or limited releases, or something gets a buzz after it's been out of the theaters, and all of a sudden it's available on a streaming platform and you end up watching it there. So like the movie going experience for people has just changed, and the pandemic and everything else kind of played a role in that.
Well,
like I went and saw the One Battle After Another, which was supposed to be really good. Like everyone was buzzing about it. That was the new DiCaprio movie. Don't waste your time.
Well, like one of my favorite movies and one of the best ever, Goodfellas didn't have a big budget. Like those are the movies. Yeah. Like we have classics that we all can rewatch whenever they're on that were middle budget movies. Yeah. I think that was like 25, 40 million, which is probably still under 100 in today's money. So that sucks.
Well, just turn on Netflix, man.
That's true. Just go watch the old stuff. Actually, my wife and I, when we have kids, we're going to plan on, it's like, all right, this curated, like, up to 2007, you can watch stuff. Anything made before that, sure. Anything after that, we've got to talk about.
You know, there's some good shows on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just changed. Everything's
different now. And, like, HBO and Netflix and Hulu, I mean, some of the stuff they're putting out, original movies and programming and stuff, it's great. There's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of really good options out there.
I started a Monster last night on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you been watching that?
I have not been watching it.
It's the Ed Gein story?
Yeah, that's the one with Charlie Hunnam.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it's supposed to be real wild.
Yeah, I'll give that a spin. Ed Gein, by the way, is kind of like, he's the serial killer that everyone is based off of. They base Psycho off of him. They base Hannibal Lecter off of him. He's kind of the gold standard of serial killers, which is kind of creepy.
He's the OG.
Well, he was the one that was making, like, Silence of the Lambs. He was sewing a human suit.
Yeah.
He made human gloves.
Yeah.
He was in Wisconsin.
He would dig people up in graves and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a...
I watched the first episode last night. I tell you,
Charlie Hunnam. He was the guy that was Jackson, Sons of Anarchy.
Well, one, I'll just tell you this right now. You could see him naked. So.
Oh, there you go.
Full frontal?
Hey.
No, but...
Damn.
Yeah. All but.
Yeah.
It's not naked.
Well, you're right. He's just naked in the...
I got you.
He's covering his giblets, yeah, but yeah, his mom gets him naked.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole Psycho thing. He had mommy issues.
Yeah, the first episode, he I'm going to give it time. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. He's not working for me.
Okay.
He's making it a little too... I just don't like how he's playing the character.
Let me state for the record that Sons of Anarchy is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Mm-hmm. And he was the main character in it. He can only play one character. He is a terrible actor if he's not playing a gangster.
Oh, is that right?
That's it. He's just, he should have...
Well, I didn't know this. Why'd they cast him?
I don't know. My family jokes about it because me and my daughters, like, we all watch Sons of Anarchy, and they all have a huge crush on Charlie Hunnam. He cannot... He can't act. He's got one. If he's outside of that lane,
I will say,
be prepared to be disappointed.
I will say that after one episode of Monster on Netflix, that tracks.
Yeah,
trying a little hard.
When you said that, there was nothing about that that surprised me. That's like saying that Jason Momoa is in it. You're like, you know what? The acting was a little wooden. You're like, yeah, well, that's welcome to the world of Charlie Hunnam and Jason Momoa.
All right, so get ready for Ocean's 14. It's in the works. Woo.
We're all right. We'll wait for that one to come out on cable.
So, okay, this goes back to an uncomfortable topic of what people stick up their butts.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's another thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest.
This is such a Florida Man thing.
Boy, it sure is. Florida man was booked for alleged drug possession recently. He is a 51-year-old man named Walter Freimeyer. Looks about as you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested for the 26th time Saturday night after someone called in reports of a naked man in a restroom at a public park.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
At the scene, authorities found Freimeyer, but he was clothed. So he was initially released, since he wasn't technically violating any laws.
Yeah.
But he then wandered across the street and allegedly trespassed onto nearby train tracks. Okay. So the responding deputy frisked Freimeyer and found a glass pipe with a burned residue consistent with methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's, you know.
Just out there doing Florida things.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he said he was an admitted meth user for 28 years.
Yeah.
Figuring that that was all he had on him.
Wrong.
He was charged with trespassing and possession of meth.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty basic so far.
Yeah.
Just a Tuesday in Florida. He was transported to the local county jail without an issue until he walked through the body scanner.
Yeah.
The guy who was, they interviewed the guy who is like, looks for through the scanner or, you know, the x-rays.
Yeah, think about just like the, you know, at the airport you go through and they do a quick little, it prevents now where you don't have to do the spread them cavity thing. You just take the x-ray or, you know, and you see what happens.
So you can see what's in there.
Yeah.
What's all up in there. And the guy, they interviewed him. He's like, I have never seen anything like this in my entire life.
Nope.
And he said, I've talked about meth doing crazy stuff to you, right? But you are not going to believe this.
Yeah.
An x-ray of Freimeyer clearly depicted a foreign object lodged in his body and poking from his hip up to his rib.
Yeah.
The foreign object was a full-sized thermos.
Yeah. I think like one of those Stanley Cup jobs.
Oh, no.
Full-sized thermos in his butt.
Like the 44-ounce version? God.
Well, because the
I think it's 32.
Yeah, the sheriff Grady.
Let's not get crazy.
The sheriff Grady Judge did pull a similar thermos. He wanted everyone to know this was not the thermos, but there was a briefing, and he pulled it out, and it looks like just.
That's a. 24, that might
maybe?
Be 24.
Yeah, it's a 24. It looks like just your standard tumbler, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A tumbler in the butt.
My favorite part, when they questioned the guy about it, he said, I didn't swallow it.
That's really? Right.
They asked him how That's it right. got there. He said, I didn't swallow it. Yeah. I mean, meth is a hell of a drug, right?
I have no analysis for this, man. Florida, baby. Well, there you go.
We don't need your analysis, Schultz.
Yeah,
we just need you to sit quietly and think about a thermos.
The x-ray though, is kind of amazing. I mean, you can see it. I mean, it's...
Yeah, he was taken to a specialist who surgically removed the thermos before they locked him up. Now, I would imagine that he was trying to get drugs. Like, there were drugs in the thermos. But they have not said. They said it's unclear if anything was inside
the thermos. It's possible that he just put that up there. Someone said, I work in the ER at least once a week. We're pulling a sex toy out of there. And he said, once we pulled a regular size jam jar. That was impressive.
Well, yeah, I've told you.
Yeah, there's stories.
I've told you many stories about my buddy who's a surgeon who he's always got, every time I see him like once a year to golf.
Yeah.
And he tells me another horrifying tale. Well, one was, and I don't know if you were here for this one. You might have been on vacation, but one was, he said some guy came in and had sprayed WD-40 up in there.
Whoa.
What? No.
Like a whole can up there?
Yeah.
And then released it?
Yeah. And it, he lost his.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can't. I don't need to get graphic, but he lost his, it closed up his stuff. Yeah. His jewels.
You can't, you can't do that. Although, you know, the thermos. Although I did enjoy we had to pay, like, our taxpayer dollars went to surgically remove the thermos from that man.
Yeah.
A doctor got paid. A doctor probably made $50,000 for him to go in there and remove a thermos out of a meth head's keister. Florida out there doing Florida things. I saw one. This story kind of blew me away. This was from Council Bluff, Iowa. And I had to like make sure it was true. It was like one of those that came across like my Twitter feed. And
they
was
get
like,
wild there.
Yeah, I was like, I got to click on this. A guy went missing. He was like in his late teens or early 20s. He went missing 10 years ago. 10 years. And no one knows what happened to him. He had vanished. And I guess they found him. They recently found his body. He worked at a supermarket, and he was having some mental health problems.
Oh, no.
And the family said that he had left the house that night and had kind of been making some cuckoo claims or whatever. And he never came back. They never found him. His car, everything, it was still there. And he just vanished off the face of the earth. And it was like 8 or 10 years had gone by, and he had worked at a supermarket. 3 years ago, the supermarket closes, shut down, and it had been abandoned for 3 years. So the supermarket was getting repurposed for something.
I think we can all see where this is going.
Yeah. So they go into the supermarket.
Where was he?
And
was he in like the...
He was between some shelves and a freezer.
No way.
Yes. And he had been there for 10 years. 10 years. And the store had been closed for three. And as I read into it, they said that years and years ago that employees were complaining of an awful smell. But if you've ever worked in the back at a grocery store, there's a huge trash dump at grocery stores. If you've ever worked in the back stocking one, and anything that's expired or whatever, all the trash, it just goes into this big bin. I guess they were saying that they thought it was just something there and that people weren't used to it. No, his body was rotting and decomposing.
Oh, my God.
And they said that the sounds that he was probably making, he said he had fallen. It looked like up on some shelves. He had fallen between them. And they said that he was actually kind of up against the refrigeration unit. And it was so loud back there, you probably couldn't hear him screaming. And then eventually he would have died back there. And he sat there for 10 years, and they found him in his clothes and everything wedged between some shelves in a freezer
unit.
Dude,
that's awful.
No, no.
Which means someone had been working for 7 years. All those, a grocery store had been going for 7 years with some dude dead in the back.
They don't ever clean in those areas? You know what I mean?
Don't know.
Well, obviously they don't.
They don't.
Sounds like he was right in that perfect spot. I mean,
what if they just cleaned around him? I see a foot.
That's one thing. When I saw the story, I was like, "There's no way." And I was doing a dig. I'm like, you're telling me for 7 years, no one realized that there was a dead body. The smell, the rat, like nothing. And everyone's like, eh. And it was a grocery chain that I'd never heard of. And then I thought, is this like some sort of like discount bargain? Like just so janky that no one, like, yeah, like no cleaning. You never move some shelves. Nothing for a decade. And then imagine being the person that's in there renovating it. You bought the building and, you know, you're in there doing some demo or whatever. And you're like, hey, boss, dead guy.
Well,
dead guy.
So if I'm to understand this correctly, they bought the building, whoever put the new store in, with this guy already living in it.
Well, he wasn't living. He was,
this is a supermarket.
Supermarket.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he wasn't living. He'd been dead for a decade.
Well, please try to pay attention. Chief.
No, I
you're
thought
the
was,
new buck.
I thought he was hanging there.
And they don't know how, like, they didn't know how, like how he died. Obviously, it's been 10 years. So there's no telling of how long he was stuck between the refrigerator unit and the shelves. Did he fall? Like, because he fell, they said, more than likely he fell from up above. Did he get hurt in the fall? Did he pass out from, you know, whatever? Or did he sit there for God knows how long before he eventually expired?
Wow. Well, 7 years, right? I mean, he went missing. Like, I mean, he, well, seriously. Like,
how long was he alive in between those two things?
Yeah.
Before he died?
Hard to know. But I gotta, if you smell death, mm-hmm. and we've all unfortunately smelt that, I mean, maybe not human, but you know what that decaying, it's this awful stench.
Yeah.
How long are you searching for that before you're...
Give up?
Yeah. Like, well, that's, I'm trying to wrap my head around how this happens. Like, you just smell this and then it's just like, well, can't find anything. So we'll just go about our business.
Oh, well.
But maybe that's true. Like, you just, you know. Well,
we have a bathroom here here at our Odyssey.
Yes.
And apparently we have some sort of
Thank God we have a bathroom here.
Yeah, we have a sewer gas problem. And if you don't occasionally, they said, if you don't occasionally run the shower that's in there, there's like some sort of gas buildup from the sewer, and it smells like something is rotten in the bathroom. And no one could figure out what it was. And they said, it's that. So they said, if you smell that, run the shower in there. And I guess that kind of helps flush it out. And occasionally I do shower back there. And I guess that helps eliminate it. But you're right that for like a week or two, we would be like, what in the hell? And then after a while, you're like, I don't know. It just stinks.
Yeah.
I think
it's
after,
true.
I think after 2 weeks.
I think you just, I don't even think 2 weeks.
You're like, I don't know. It just smells.
I think after a couple of days, you're like, well, we can't really find anything. I don't know what it is. It must be just I bet you it's very easy to say it must be just a dead animal. We can't find it. It's probably in some nook and cranny.
It's just dead.
Someone open a window.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out it's just the stock boy.
Yeah.
That's back there. You wonder if anyone put to, they're like, hey, dude, that guy never showed up. Whatever happened to him? I don't know. Why does it stink back here?
Yeah, right. It's like, okay, wait. The guy's missing. It stinks like a dead person. I don't know. Must just be a dead rodent.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that I thought of, and they mentioned it. I'm telling you, anyone that's worked at a grocery store, it's a dumpster that's built into the wall. It's just a big...
dumpster?
Well, again, when you're in the back of a supermarket, when I work there, like there's a big like that's where like all the freight gets delivered, right? So there's these big sliding doors, and there's so much garbage and waste that goes into that grocery store. So there's a giant like a giant metal like garage door, and you press a button, it opens it up, and that's the dumpster. It's an enormous dumpster, and you just pitch everything in there. Think expired milk, rotten meat, all of that. It gets thrown in there. And And when you open the door, the smell, if you're not used to it, is really, really bad. And and so when people were complaining about the smell, the assumption was, you're not used to working back here. It's just the dumpster. And people were like, no, this is different. And everyone was like, nah, it's just the dumpster. Yeah, shut up. You're fine. And turns out it was not the dumpster. Because remember, the shelf, this was not at the front of the grocery store. This was in the back. This is like in the industrial area.
Right.
Shut up.
So
there's no
customers.
No, it's just employees. And that has to be a trip that they knew that's where that kid worked. One of his fellow employees kept working there for God knows how long, knowing that, hey, remember Jim? Yeah, it's just right there. That'd be like if we found out that Buck was dead in, because we do have a kind of a similar space here, right? Between the wall and the wall of the studio and the wall of the building, there's like an 18-inch gap.
Yeah.
And if you were to fall down that, you would
fits a golf travel bag quite well.
Yes, it does. That's the equivalent. Imagine if Ryan Buckley was climbing on top of that to do whatever, and he fell down there, and we found out 10 years later that Buckley's body was back there.
Well, but if we knew Buckley was missing.
Yeah. Would you go looking back there?
And the smell just...
And we smelled it.
Yeah, for like that's...
I think I would look back there.
We'd have to get there at some point.
Yeah, I mean...
This isn't as big as a supermarket, though, so...
All right, we've got the rise of the silver snorters.
What?
You know what that is?
I know the silver sneakers.
Talking about Bills fans?
The silver snorters. What? The olds need a bump every once in a while, too.
The olds are doing it?
I've got that story for you next.
Yeah, olds.
Here's Schulte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Dodgers just beat the Phillies.
Or did the Phillies beat the Phillies?
Boy,
we need to see a replay.
That was a great game.
Yeah, it was.
2-1 in the 11th. The Dodgers had the bases loaded, and Páez...
Two outs, so just...
Yeah, bottom of the 11th.
11th.
1-1 tie. Dodgers bases loaded. And Páez hits one back to the pitcher. He knocks it down. It's right in front of the mound. He's got plenty of time.
To go to first.
He should just go to first, but he throws it home and he kind of short arms it and he airmails it.
I mean, it's not even close.
Like, it's not even close. And by the way, he wasn't going to get him even if he threw it on target because he just...
Yeah.
He should have just calmed down, picked it up, and threw it to first base.
He absolutely S'd the bed. And
what a gack job.
And what was the... I've been talking all game long about how the great defense the Phillies are playing, and what have I been lamenting? Because anytime you've watched the Mets, there is no worse defensive team than the New York Mets.
Look at the aerial.
Yes.
Look at how much time he has to throw to first.
Yeah. And the fact that the Phillies lost in the most Mets way possible.
That is a very Mets loss.
By the way, someone just texted in. That was a Mets play right there. Yes, it was.
Definitely.
That was, and I feel bad for that guy because he just panicked.
Well, first of all, the guy looked so nervous pitching.
Yeah.
And the second he airmailed it, the look on his face, and then his hands went to his knees, and he just, it was this.
It's your season.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're right. And that he needs to take solace then, even if it was on target, it wouldn't have made it.
Well, he made the wrong choice.
He made the wrong choice.
Yeah. He just needed to go to first. But he panicked.
Teach you that in spring training, baby.
I know, dude. I mean, all these guys know you always have more time than you think on those plays. Just calm yourself, set yourself, and make the throw.
Again. As a Mets fan,
they should let me manage the Phillies.
Screw the Phillies.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for losing in the most Mets way possible.
So now we got Dodgers, and then the Cubs are up 3-0 on the Brewers.
Yeah.
So it looks we like could get a game five in that tomorrow.
Yep.
Or maybe Saturday, I think.
They'd have to travel, right? So we get the day off.
Yeah, I think it would be Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that wasn't a veteran pitching for the Phillies. It was a 24-year-old kid. It happens.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he looks really beat up about it.
Yeah, he's shook. That being said.
And actually, speaking of which, going back to the beginning of the show, Philly fan is not the nicest, so.
Oh, yeah, screw them.
That'll haunt him.
Eagles doing?
They were in the lead, and then it looks like the Giants went and scored again. Yeah, it's 20-17 at the half.
Ooh, good ball game.
Yeah. We had a Scataboo touchdown mixed in there as well. Should we go home tonight? Well, good. We got second half of Giants Eagles and then Brewers Cubs. What? That's still fairly early, right?
Oh, it's in the second inning.
Second inning. Yeah.
The number of old age silver snorters who have ended up in the hospital for cocaine use has skyrocketed. by a third in just 2 years.
So, like, the number one problem in nursing homes is STDs because the olds are all doing it. No one will wear a condom. And now we're throwing in coke problems. God, I need to get to a nursing home stat.
Party generation got old. I kind of love it.
Hell yeah.
Boy, this kind of doesn't surprise me, but it does.
Really?
Well, yeah. Where are the olds getting blow?
Oh, come on. there's a guy.
Everyone knows a guy.
There's dietary
the
aids.
Olds?
No,
yeah.
There's an orderly. There's kitchen workers that are 20 years old that probably have a connection.
Ooh, that's good call.
I was
the kitchen staff.
Actually, that was one of my first jobs as a dietary aide at an old person's home when I was like 15. So yeah, if I were 5 years older, I would have known where to get some blow.
Yeah, let's be honest. The people that work at those homes, a lot of hourly rates. I think if you get them, you know, you can get whatever you want going in there. I love the fact that grandma and grandpa are in there. Just need a little bump here, a little pick me up. What was the what's the movie? Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
And by
Alan
the way,
Arkin?
I totally subscribe to this, dude. You're like 80 years old. You don't really. You got nothing going on. Why not do all the drugs? And he's like, what is it going to do? Kill me? Great. I welcome it. I love it. They're just old dudes are in there throwing it around, doing whatever they want. Now they're chopping up lines. Again, live. It's the Jason Sudeikis. Live, damn it, live. I love this. I love this for the olds. In fact, if one of my olds was in a home and they were like, hey, son, I need a favor to ask. I need an 8-ball and a hooker. I'm like, Dad, I'm on it.
Get you right over there, sir.
Give me 24 hours. We're going to make this happen. We got it. You're telling me that you wouldn't make an old man's day if a lady of the evening showed up ready to go and had a little vial of something for you? It's the greatest birthday present you can give an old man in a home.
Heck yeah.
Silver snorters.
I love that it's called that too, the silver snorters. Good for the olds, man.
Yeah, this says the figure was 4.5 times higher than a decade ago when just 164 were seen by doctors. The latest data shows 28 elderly cocaine users in their 80s needed hospital care, while 70 were aged 75 and 70 between ages 75 and 79.
Well, I will say that if you are on some heart medication and you got high blood pressure, maybe blow isn't the best thing in the world, but you know.
Yeah. So what if you were 25, 30 in 1980? Yeah, this
yeah,
fits.
That checks.
This fits.
Yeah, right? Bunch of people growing up, like Don Johnson, Miami Vice
yep.
fans. Like,
yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
Dude. Let's chop this up.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Again, what are you going to... Like, that's the Little Miss Sunshine thing. At some point, you have nothing to lose. What are they going to do? They're going to arrest you? They're going to send you to... No. What are you going to... Like, have a negative effect on your health? Let's go.
If you think about it, of all the drugs, weed, depending on your ailment as an old, weed,
it's probably the best.
Really good for you.
Yeah, right?
I mean, not good for I just mean
soothe you
make
a little
you
bit.
Feel better for you. But cocaine, like if you think about it, you're living that mundane home life, you know, you're 85 years old, you lost your wife, you're just sitting there watching Judge Judy.
Chopping broccoli, man.
I mean, cocaine might be a nice little diversion for
within
the day.
Reason, right? You're like, hey, Dad, let's keep this within reason. We can't make this a regular thing, but, you know, every now and then. You know, like a Lucky Number Tuesday sort of thing. And this one, we got, you know, a Lucky Line Tuesday.
Snort a railer and head to Bi-Mart?
Yeah. You know?
Hell yeah.
Sit back, watch the Maury show, baby. Judge Judy, getting high.
I appreciate that. Gotta live a little, man. Why do we expect our olds to take no pleasure in anything?
Well, we don't.
Exactly.
Because we know they're out there doing it.
Yeah. But it's like this idea of like, oh, that's disgusting. You're old. Yeah, you're old. You're not dead. Right. Let the old man have a little, you know. You ever been to a peeler joint sometime and you see some dude like in his 80s? It's like the best. It's the absolute best thing in the entire world. We were there, I want to say, maybe like 6 months ago. Me and my buddy swung by this place, which is one of those we were driving around at night. We're on our way back, and we're like, oh, what the hell? Go in and have a final at this place. And we walked in there, and dude, this guy weighed like 75 pounds. He was probably 75. He just kind of, you know, like that long white hair, had a little mustache, and he was so real thin. the look on that guy's face, that dude was having the time of his life. And one of the gals was like, oh yeah, dude, that guy's in here all the time. And I'm like, wait, just spend the pension, man. Spend that retirement money.
Here he is,
you know,
having the time of his life.
Well, I mean, you could say that that's not a productive way to spend. What else is that guy doing? What would you like that at 11:30 or midnight on a Friday? What would you like that man to be
America,
doing?
America, yeah.
What is he going
to
be
doing? Yeah, we're just expecting him to be asleep or reading.
Yeah.
Like an old,
well, he's
with
not,
his little glasses on.
Well,
early
he's
bird
not.
Special, with his little Chuck Schumers.
He was out there. He was out there supporting single mothers, is what he was doing. living the high life. That guy was awesome.
Putting a couple girls through school.
Yeah, I wanted to hang out with him, but he was like I was gonna buy him a drink, but he was so. He never left. Like he was in one spot, and he just seemed
he
to
ain't
be
there to hang with he, you, brother.
No. Like, dude, drinks are on me. He was like, dude, get away from me, man. Focused here.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Andrew Nemec coming up next with his show, so stay tuned.
Talking to Cruton. By the way, we have a epic. Dusty just sent us something, and we're going to need to clean it up. We're going to have Schultz bleep it like 19 times. Michael Irvin went on one of the greatest rants I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, who's he yelling at there?
There's some sort of podcast. I don't know.
We'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll play it. I don't know what podcast. There's two guys. Facts
two guys
over,
doing a podcast?
Facts, oh yeah, never. What's the facts over feelings?
No idea.
I don't know. But they made the assumption, or they made the statement that, like, Deion Sanders couldn't cover any receivers in today's game because everyone that played back then was slow and everyone today is fast. And they're claiming that no one, including Deion, could play in today's game. And Michael Irvin had a response to it. And believe it or not, Michael Irvin makes a ton of really good points and is also unhinged and might murder someone.
I always hate that argument.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb. Like,
do you not? And Michael Irvin's point was, do you not think Deion Sanders was fast?
Right.
Deion Sanders ran like 4.2.
Right. Like, why do people think this?
I don't know.
If you, I don't know. You just hear that so much from people, and
it's just like, tell me you know nothing.
Yes. Without. Telling me you know nothing.
Is overall the league bigger, stronger, more athletic?
Course.
Sure.
Of course.
But this idea, Daryl Green is one of the fastest people to ever walk the planet. Daryl Green played in the 80s. Like, we have this notion that athletes in the 80s and 90s were not great athletes, like, compared to today's standards, and it's stupid. It really is. It really is an ignorant opinion. And Irvin's point was, he's losing it, and he goes, the only reason you guys are in the league right now is because your dumbasses are playing 7-on-7 because they took all the contact out of the game because you guys couldn't handle it. We actually had to get hit. And it really is a good point.
Right.
That if you had some of these smallish receivers in today's game play in the 80s and 90s, they would get murdered because your head would get taken off. You couldn't just be a small little guy and play in the game back then because you'd get creamed.
Well, it's a great rant. Play that for you tomorrow. We got to bleep a few F-bombs
lot of them.
You know.
Have you seen him on the sidelines at Hurricane games running the horn?
I kind of like what he's doing with his hair these days.
Dude, speaking of the silver, what is it, the silver snorters?
Yeah.
Good Lord, man.
I like Mike Irvin. I'm okay with him.
That guy, he is intense.
Okay, tomorrow, Joey Harrington will be a part of our show. We had Dan Lanning on today. If you missed that, go check it out on the podcast. But coming up next, Andrew Nemec, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.